Watch, aerial banner saying, no boys and girls sports flies over California track meet. Protester arrested after violent clash. By Dylan Gwynn on May 31, 2025. Violence on the ground and protests in the air marked the California Track and Field Championship preliminary round on Friday, as aerial banners and clashes between protesters stole headlines from the athletes. The event held in Clovis saw at least one arrest when an LGBTQ activist shattered a car window with a flagpole. This afternoon at 3:55 p.m., a disturbance between two adults occurred at the intersection of Nees/Minnewawa, the Clovis Police Department reported. One adult on the sidewalk and one in a vehicle at the intersection became involved in a disturbance that turned physical. During the disturbance, one of them used pepper spray against the other. EMS was called, and one of the adults was arrested. The protester was arrested for assault with a weapon and obstructing a police officer, according to Sergeant Chris Hutchison. We don't have room for violence or property damage or anything like that, Hutchison stated. Protests were not confined to the ground, however. An aerial banner reading, "No Boys and Girls Sports," was flown over the event. The flight was organized and funded by women's advocacy groups, including Women Are Real and the Independent Council for Women's Sports, according to Fox News. California is beginning to reap the consequences of defying federal law and brazenly harming girls, said Kim Jones, co-founder of ICONS. How long will Governor Newsom and legislators in this state continue to prioritize granting a few boys the right to take opportunities and recognition away from girls? Not one single boy should ever be in girls' sports. It's the easiest problem in the world to solve, and the most brazen public screw you to female athletes by Democrat leadership. Since when do we tell a single boy he is more important than every girl in the competition? That he has the right to ruin sports for all of them? It's time for California to pay, and it's time to right these wrongs. California has come under intense scrutiny in recent weeks, as transgender athlete Ab Hernandez of Jarupa Valley High School has dominated his female competition on the way to what appears to be a state championship. The case drew the attention of President Trump earlier this week, who, in a Truth Social post, threatened to cut state funding and order local authorities to prevent any trans athlete from competing in a girls' category. The California Interscholastic Federation, CIF, responded by expanding its competitor pool and offering medals to any female athlete beaten by a trans competitor.